This week is, and I don't want to say downtime, but this week is reflection week for you and those closest to you. It's time to get to know ourselves on a higher level. It's time to accept the divinity that exists in all of us. Step 1. Reflect on weeks 1, 2, 3, and 4. Take a moment each day to spend time with yourself, reflecting on your journey and how far you have come in such a short space. Congratulate yourself and give yourself both praise and thanks for the continued effort, diligence, and commitment you have shown. Well done. Encouragement, reinforcement, and acceptance of self. Reread your journal and update. Be honest about the changes you have experienced, both good and bad. Reflect on emotional balance and look at patterns that may now start to appear. Highlight the areas where you have noticed the most progress. Step 2. Stay accountable to yourself. Step 3. Compare and evaluate. Look for the following changes in your answers and habits: honesty levels, physical improvements, emotional and mental clarity. Step 4. Revisit your physical plan. Is it working? If not, make changes. Step 5. Deepen your understanding of nutrition. Readdress your eating habits and attend nutrition webinars for expert insights. Step 6. Prioritize journaling. Journaling becomes even more important this week, as this is the first week we should read through our previous notes with intention and purpose. Track physical progress and emotional response to your changes. Incorporate self-gratitude into your entries. What positive traits have emerged in this journey? Look at the role of a higher power in your life. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Key takeaways for week 5. Reflection and evaluation. Spend time with yourself and on yourself. Accountability and support. Leverage with friends and colleagues regarding interactions for growth and motivations. Adaptability. Don't fear change. Embrace it as a tool for improvement. Gratitude. Recognize and celebrate your efforts, no matter how small.